by the nose, and we're going to kick him in the ass. We're going to kick the hell out of him all the time, and we're going to go through him like crap through a goose.
From the expat home of the resistance, it's the Bill Show. And now, brothers and sisters in solidarity, here's Bill and Randy.
Hello, Randy.
Oh, hello, Willie. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July to my dear, dear friends in America.
Yeah, well, people say, do you celebrate 4th of July? Yeah, do you have 4th of July in Australia? I say, yeah, we've got to do something between the 3rd and the 5th.
Yeah. I mean, we will. I miss the 4th of July. I miss the fireworks, you know, and all those things.
We haven't been able to have fireworks for years.
Yeah.
But the one thing we do have is Aldi, which is like our Trader Joe's, brings out all the American lollies and soft drinks,
all that stuff.
Yeah, s'mores kits and stuff like that. Yeah, so
more carcinogens kind of enter your culture.
yeah, well,
all that shit you used to eat when you were a kid, you know, that never had any obvious effect.
We are half, Australia is half American and half British. We're kind of this amalgam of the worst of both cultures.
Well, no, it's also the best, but I mean, it's also, you know.
No, we're the worst. It's the worst, I think.
Okay, well. Listen, I'm not going to argue with you. Well, folks, it's been a fantastic...
Oh, let's argue. Come on, that's what the people want. They want blood.
Not that on that point. We're not gonna have a ruckus here over at the Bill Show, because our job is to come out to you and tell you about stories that you knew 2 weeks ago, because they had already traveled to the tip of Australia and come back to you through our show. Because I am...
Yeah, but we give them a particular spin.
We certainly do. But I am actually broadcasting from a little town called Cape Patterson, Australia. Cape Patterson...
Are you down at the Cape?
I'm down at the Cape. And
okay.
You know, if you keep going, like, it's a walk of about 10 minutes to the beach here, the rocky coast of Cape Patterson. And if you keep on going... You get to Antarctica.
No, you go to Tasmania first.
No, we don't hit Tasmania. If you keep on going from this point, you just hit Antarctica.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, trust me, I'm into my geography. So literally all the things we're talking about are coming back to you from the tip of Australia. So we're on top of all the breaking news, folks. It's all here.
Yeah.
And the first story I have for you today actually has nothing to do with, we'll get to the American politics again, but I had to share with you, Randy, an absolute gem, because we've had this coronavirus thing that we've experienced along with you. And we warned them.
But our experience hasn't been quite so bad.
It hasn't been quite so bad because our government listened to scientists. Our conservative government listened to scientists.
Yeah.
But we also had a bit of a problem with the hoarding of groceries. I saw this.
No, not groceries. Toilet paper.
All sorts of things. And so I was sitting there and on the computer the other day, and evidently one of the grocery workers who works for Aldi, Coles, and Woolworths got together and wrote this little announcement before. As COVID seems to be coming back a bit, and people are getting tense again. This is the poster that evidently appeared somewhere, and it starts with a title line that is underlined and in red that says, "Listen up, shitheads." And I'm going to do this in an Aussie accent because it should be, really. Listen up, shitheads. We have a simple message to all those idiots jamming our stores and car parks, mate. We've got plenty of food and other items in stock. We've got a warehouse full of them. We won't run out unless you bastards keep listening to other bogans on social media and snap up every item we stock before it even hits the shelf. As for toilet paper, for fuck's sake, stop asking for it. We have plenty to go around, and if only morons like you would stop buying every roll for no good fucking reason.
Now, we value your custom and support, but Jesus fucking Christ, some of you are just fuckwits. Yours truly, the employees yeah. of the three major supermarket chains.
Oh, dear.
And ladies and gentlemen,
I
think that deserves a Bill Show kids chant. Get out of the pup den,
kids! Come on, kids!
Let's hear it for the workers over at Aldi, Coles, and Woolworths here in Australia.
I thought they were doing their homework, but anyway, come on out, kids.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, folks, as we get to the main issue at hand is our reflections on American politics over the last 2 weeks. It has been another 2 weeks in America. Donald Trump answered the musical question, if no one comes to a Trump rally, does it exist?
Oh, that's right.
We also watched as COVID ravaged the South and Midwest. I don't know. I seem to recall somebody saying that would happen. And people are still wandering around without masks during the plague so they can get a haircut or have a drink. The GOP
The
GOP is finally turning on Trump, and he's slowly going bananas, tweeting out white power slogans from the White House. Yes, it's just another day. You know, his big Tulsa thing really didn't do well, and I understand that you managed to retrieve an artifact from the absolutely unattended rally of Trump
That's right.
in Tulsa.
That's right.
Take it away, Randy.
Thanks, Bill. Outside of the Tulsa Arena, or whatever it was called, the Tulsa Massacre Memorial Arena, there was a group of buskers, little perky 20-something college girls in painted on jeans, and one old guy singing a song. Now, this made me think immediately of those cheerleaders that Trump had.
Six Flags.
That we made. Yeah, that was very funny. You know, we love Donald. Well, anyway, these young 20-somethings, I don't know if they were really believe what they were singing, but gee, they put everything into it. I think they were probably professionals.
So
let's have a listen to this little group of people that were busking and entertaining the person waiting to get into the arena for the Trump rally.
Yes, it's the Trump cheerleaders for the Trump rally that just didn't exist, really. So here they are. God, to an empty stage. Here they are, ladies and gentlemen, the Trump cheerleaders from Tulsa.
More years, come on, everybody. More years, come on, everybody. More years. Woo!
Yes, Randy, those are the Trump cheerleaders, and if you wish to book an act, they can be reached at the intensive care unit of Trump Memorial.
At Tulsa, yeah.
You know something? It's also just a shit song, really. You know, I mean, it's like not much effort put into that. The harmonies at the end, yeah.
No.
I don't know. But I love the fact that the scattered applause matches the scattered applause that he received when he got into the arena. Fabulous.
That's right.
Thank you for sharing. Yes, folks.
My pleasure.
It's my pleasure. Well, I'll tell you, it has been terrible in the United States. I have a little clip. This is what's been happening. As you know, is the absolute spike in deaths in the red states, which is exactly what they said would happen, by the way. Can you remember that they said that? I remember that. Can you remember that?
Yeah, I remember. Yes, I remember.
I remember.
And I don't
they
even
said,
live there. Yeah.
Don't open up. It's too soon. Ah, fuck you. Hey, everybody have a drink.
Yeah, we want a haircut.
Yeah,
I want
my
haircut.
Fucking haircut. Yeah. No, I want my rights. Yeah, well, okay.
Yeah.
Now you're dead. So, and, you know, I swear to
you. 127,000 Americans.
This is fucking Darwin.
Are dead.
It really is. It's Darwin at work. It's just, man. very hard.
But you know, the thing is they're not even coming in waves. It's just climbing Mount Everest.
It is. Here's the cut from MSNBC.
This morning,
week.
Alarming spikes of COVID-19 cases.
We're seeing right now is something obviously that's disturbing.
14 states seeing an uptick of more than 25%, all within the last week. This as states continue to ease restrictions, including California, where on Friday, gyms, museums, and hotels were allowed to open, even though cases climbed 5%. And there's growing concern in the southern part of the state, where early Friday, a COVID-19 outbreak forced evacuations at a nursing home. Meanwhile, other areas of the country slowing things down. This week, Nashville paused its plans to reopen further. Utah and Oregon taking similar steps.
This is essentially a statewide yellow light.
This, as the White House economic advisor insists.
There is no emergency. There is no second wave. We are not going to shut down the economy.
Larry Kudlow.
Yeah, there is no second wave, and we are not going to shut down the economy.
Larry's
right.
Larry,
there is no second wave. It is just a massive mountain.
Yeah, it's not a wave. It's kind of a tsunami there, Larry. I don't know.
Yeah,
Larry's performance on the NBC show reminded me of a great performance from one of my favorite movies. Here, have a listen. Yes, that's right. It's Kevin Bacon in Animal House.
Why are you laughing?
Remain calm. All is well. That's all right. Along with that kind of positive attitude that is just speaking, the Trump administration has found a new way to improve the numbers.
Stop testing.
Trump, after the slow testing down remark, he had been like, will end federal funding for testing sites the fucking upswing of a pandemic. This is from Forbes, just days after walking back President Trump's comments about, I was slowing down for God's sake, slow down the testing.
It's going to disappear. It's going to disappear.
People will know that I'm fucking up. About slowing down coronavirus testing at the rally in Tulsa, the White House now plans to end funding for coronavirus testing states in several states as the virus continues to ravage parts of the country. It's one of the chief tenets of the Trump policy toward COVID. Yeah. If you don't look for it, then it doesn't exist.
You won't find it, yeah. What a knob.
It's like your five-year-old cousin who believes if he closes his eyes, you can't see him.
Hey, Bill, I saw a great one. If you don't use the pregnancy test, you won't be pregnant.
You're not pregnant. Works that way. So my basically idea is that in the next news conference, little Donnie will have his fingers in his ears. It'll be humming, saying things like, na 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 na, I can't hear you. Na 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 na, I can't hear you. Clearly, Donnie is losing his shit. And one of the reasons he's losing his shit is the most pleasing thing that is finally happening, Randy. And I'll tell you what it is. You want to know what it is? They're turning on him.
I know what it is. Yeah,
I know. You have my script. They're turning on him. They're turning on him. I told you, when the polls start to slip, they will turn on him in a second. That's already happening. It's happening now. His polls are just fucking awful. Yeah. Awful, man. And by the end of this COVID ravaging his red states, like Florida, the Midwest,
Texas.
One of the favorite things that I like is that if you want to attack ads that go for the balls, you got to find a Republican because they know how to chop and cheese, folks. This is an attack ad that ran after the Tulsa rally. And obviously, these attack ads are written to fuck with Donnie's head.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things about Donnie's kind of, Yeah, I remember we talked about, what's that? The lady of the evening over there who slept with Donnie, the X-rated movie star. What is her name again?
Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels! Stormy Daniels said, Donnie isn't really equipped, if you know what I mean. And all right, that probably irked Donnie like crazy because he's a five-year-old. Yeah. So get a whiff of the way the Lincoln Project went after him after the Tulsa rally. Run the clip.
Hey, Donald, your campaign manager told you a million fans wanted to come to your first big rally. Turnout in Tulsa? A dud. You've probably heard this before, but it was smaller than we expected. It sure wasn't as big as you promised. Honestly, we're not surprised. We've seen that you're shaky. Can't keep your polls up. And it's getting worse. You talk a big game.
The event in Oklahoma is unbelievable. The crowds are unbelievable. They haven't seen anything like it.
And can't deliver. Sad. Weak. Low energy. Just like your presidency. Just like you. The Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Can't keep your balls up, Donnie.
That's terrible.
That's terrible, Muriel.
But he was the one that started it. Look, I've got big hands. Oh, I've got big hands.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love the... I love the opening salvo in which she says, well, as you probably heard before, your descriptions didn't match the reality. I mean, it's like, fuck, man.
That's just terrible. I mean, like, you reap what you sow. I mean, that's what he did. He started it. And everybody gave it back to him.
I am absolutely, man. Our show, The Bill Show, publicly is inviting any Republicans who wish to get a knee in right now, go for it. And there are some lefties going, oh, well, no, we don't want their help. No, fuck that, man. Right now, kick the shit out of them. Oh, we'll come after you later, but kick the shit out of them now because you helped put them there. You know that? You guys, you helped put them there.
But if they're elected out, their legacy is going to be Trump. And if they decide to get rid of him now, their legacy might be a little bit better.
Well, a lot of these guys are like on the McCain campaign, but the McCain campaign really started opening the door for complete brainless idiots to get on, Sarah Palin. You know, I mean, this woman. really? You know, I mean, the guy in charge.
I haven't heard that name for so long.
The guy in charge of the Lincoln Project was the guy who advised Sarah Palin, McCain, to take Sarah Palin on a national ticket. So I have no great love for this guy. But if he literally wants to put a knee in on the way down, hey, pal, off you go. And he's also talking to other Republicans. These are all. He does one about. That recent Taliban thing, which is what we're going to talk about next. And it's just...
Putting a bounty on American soldiers, yeah.
Eviscerating. I mean, just nasty. And I'm enjoying every fucking minute of it. guillotine. Anyway, now this is probably the most troublesome thing, is that the story that came out with the New York Times... That evidently, Donnie, even though the Russians have been paying for paying hit squads, you know, paying guys to go out and kill Americans. Donnie didn't want to say that Russia reportedly paid Taliban-linked militants bounty money to kill American troops. U.S. officials discovered information about the bounties earlier this year in fucking January.
Yeah.
Some of the bounty money was collected by either Islamist militants or those associated with them, the Times reported. In 2019, 17 U.S. troops were killed in combat in Afghanistan, according to the Defense Department. Interrogations of the Afghan militants and criminals yielded the information indicating that Taliban-linked militants were offered bounties from Russian forces. The intelligence officials believe the bounties involved Unit 29155, a branch of Russia's GRU military intelligence. Here at the Bullet Bureau Show, we've obtained tape verifying that the Russian bribery assassination program is taking place. And we took it special from Russian TV this week. Here it is.
The place, a Russian prison in Syria. We have you now. Welcome to Russian intelligence.
Allah Akbar, I kill you!
First, tell me, were you the person that killed 14 Americans last month?
I would kill 1,000 Americans, 1,000,000 of the infidels. What are you going to do to me?
Look into my eyes, terrorist scum. And look at what you get for killing Americans in Afghanistan. It's a new car! What do we have for him, Johnny?
Yes, you'll feel like you're in bed with 100 virgins and impress everybody else in your terrorist cell with his 1984 Cadillac Eldorado Limited, fully equipped with power windows, automatic brakes, an engine, and 15 complimentary rolls of toilet paper, and a glove box full of C4 that every crazed radical zealot who has everything would want.
Tell me, Omar, how do you feel?
I'm so happy, 100 virgins!
Hello, everybody, it's Vladimir Putin, your favorite fellow, with my nipples hard and my shirt off. Why should cleansing the Holy Land of the infidel be such a downer? Here at Russian Intelligence, you can win cash, prizes, in our new game show, Dead Americans for Dollars. Yes, here in Russia, we are rebooting an old family favorite, first produced by the CIA in 1984. Don't you remember? This is an old family favorite that we've rebooted in, you guessed it, Afghanistan, the same place. Isn't that ironic? Also, our show is endorsed by your president.
I've known about it since March. Haven't done a thing. I took a crap, though.
Yes, it's amazing the power of a pee-pee tape. So tune in this year for fun, thrills, and irony. This fall, only on Russian TV.
Yeah, that was a good find for us over here at the Bill Show, wasn't it?
Yeah, what a great tape. I don't know whether we should really broadcast that or...
I don't know.
It was pretty good.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bill Show Repertory Company. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Don't applaud, just donate money.
Don't applaud, just send money. Look, and beer. Well, I like beer.
No beer. No, I'd rather have the money.
Okay. Okay. Corporate whore. You're just doing this show for the money, I could tell.
We can always get cheap beer at Costco.
Yeah, we can. Absolutely. Here's another one, ladies and gentlemen, as we sweep into the mailbag. After that fall the roll, it wasn't enough for Trump to actually, you know, turn a blind eye to the assassination of our forces overseas and then try to say, no one told me.
Nobody told me. Yeah, I didn't know.
That was it.
I didn't know.
No one told you? Now,
fucking idiot.
Really, if no one told you, they're obviously keeping sharp objects away from you and you're completely incompetent. Or B, someone did tell you and you're corrupt, which is it.
Yeah.
You know, this was led on to Trump doing something else, which shows me that he's completely losing it. President Trump shared a video in the last 2 weeks in which a supporter of the Villages, a Florida senior community that had been a conservative stronghold, shouted white power at anti-Trump protesters. The video captures a rolling confrontation between Trump supporters and golf carts. Fuck. Yeah, that's right. The League of Ted Knights from Caddyshack. Get those kids off our fucking fairway. Come on, you kids. Damn. It's those pesky kids. Shortly after the video begins, one of the golf carting supporters, in the midst of angrily yelling at protesters, raises and shouts his old 80-year-old white hand and says, white power. Apparently sarcastically. After widespread attention to the white power moment, Trump later deleted the tweet.
Sorry. I didn't know. No one told me.
And a white spokesman subsequently sacrificed himself in front of the fucking press to explain it. No, White House spokesman subsequently claimed that President Trump is a big fan of the villages. Oh, good. He did not hear the one statement made on the video, the only statement that you can hear above all of it, because I've heard it. What he did see was tremendous enthusiasm for racism and Trump. Let's just say this, man. Trump is a walking, talking cholesterol attraction device. That's all he is. A product of Westworld. If the fictional corporate conglomerate decided to make a line of fat, bile, barfing, mechanical morons who tweeted every time they took a shit. He's not a genius. He's Trump steaks. Retreating one of his aging... I'm having my rant now. Retreating one of his aging troglodyte douchebags and golf carts yelling white power is as obvious as writing a favorable liner note to the hardcover edition of Mein Kampf. I found it a real page turner. It grabs you from the opening, never lets go. Donald J. Trump, clueless, insane moron weekly. It's also time to talk about the elephant in the room. The literally hordes of knuckle-dragging, racist, violent, selfish cunts that live in America. Man, I have had it. You watch scenes of animated brain-damaged programmable meatbags cozying up at the bar and killing a few remaining brain cells, along with their soon-to-be-infected elderly grandparents, getting pissed in a crowded room during a pandemic. Either way, here's the report that aired on... this is why I'm really losing faith. Not only kind of the Trump racist element that opens his mouth and gets retreated by the White House, but the fact that this whole thing is not reflecting well on a certain section of the country. Here's that certain section of the country just about 4 weeks ago. Just about 4 weeks ago before this happened, before that big rise and overwhelming the medical staffs, this is what they were saying. Roll the tape.
It's a dream destination for millions of tourists and one of Florida's largest employers. Now the streets, rides, and car parks of Disney World in Orlando are deserted. The company's now putting its resources behind food distribution, but in other parts of the state, it's a different story. In Miami, university students on their spring break are blatantly ignoring warnings about gathering in large crowds. The governor of Florida has told them to knock it off, but many seem unconcerned about the health risks.
We need a refund. This virus ain't that serious. It's more serious things out there like hunger and poverty, and we need to address that.
What is there to do here other than go to the bars or the beach? And they're closing all of it. It's really messing up. I think they're blowing it way out of proportion.
On Florida's West Coast, too, tourists and locals appear blissfully ignorant of the dangers of the pandemic. The Jordan family, visiting from Tennessee, wrongly believe the whole crisis is a hoax.
There's a lot more people die from the flu and a lot more people die from swine flu than any coronavirus probably will ever kill. Everybody's going to get it eventually. It's a viral infection.
Well, ain't that too bad. That was used 4 weeks ago, Gomer. And now, Florida is absolutely, they are flooding every emergency ward. And you, asshole, are the problem. You dumb fuck. I am so sick of turning on my television seeing the next series of dumb American fucks on television, and nine-tenths of them have fucking Southern accents. Okay? No, I'm sorry. You're being racist. No, I'm not.
Most people
in
Florida had New York accents. Are they from New York?
That's true. That's true. I'm not saying it's a limited. There are limited amounts of morons, but they do seem to gravitate to a certain section of the population. Anyway, the perfect response to this was actually uttered by a real estate agent in Miami, in Florida, right now, which is still contending with people who won't fucking wear their masks. Now, if you don't wear your mask in that situation, you're just a cunt.
No, you're dead. You're dead.
You really are.
You're dead.
You're just
dead.
A self-centered prick. And it's not just you. It's also the people that you meet. It's your elderly grandparents. It's like all the people who are over 60. And they have people in Florida that still won't wear their masks. Listen to this rant from a real estate agent in Miami. This is unbelievable, but I love her. She's great. Here it is.
I'm doing this video because I'm a little fucking pissed off at the simple fact that people around this town don't wear the mask, don't wear their gloves. I just finished showing a house right now. The lady was pissed off because I asked her to wear a fucking mask. Like, seriously, woman? And then she's coughing 2 seconds later. Like, it's no goddamn big deal. We're in this shit because of fuckers like that. Because people out there on their goddamn boats, doing all their bullshit, partying. No, I'm not jealous. No, I'm not. Because you know what? I have a fucking yacht. I could go out with my friends and party, but there's a goddamn time and place for everything. And now is not the time and place. Now is the time and place to be taking care of yourselves and the people around you. There are people dying. There are people in hospitals risking their lives because of motherfuckers like you who won't wear your mask, who don't wear your gloves, who don't wear practice social distancing. Yes, Miami's a party town, but the truth is, you know what? There's a time and place for partying and everything. Now is not the time to party. This shit, what? Oh, well, only in Miami. Only in Dade, only in Florida. Let me do it for a fucking video, for a fucking meme, for a fucking goddamn TikTok. Wear your fucking mask, wear your gloves, or we're gonna be quarantined all the way to goddamn September, and we may be spending fucking New Year's in our house because of you fuckers out there who don't wear your mask. And you know what? I give a fucking goddamn rat's ass if you guys get pissed off at me, don't like me, and you know what? You delete me off your social media. You'll probably be doing me a favor. So I don't need fuckers like you. Wear your fucking mask, wear your gloves, so we can get the fuck out of our house, you dumb fucks.
Oh, she was terrific. Give her a prize.
That woman is a goddess. I fucking love her. I do not know her name. It is not listed on the clip. But lady, I don't know who the fuck you are, but you are a fucking goddamn goddess. I think you are great.
They tend to let their hair down, don't they? And I'm a bit worried. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I just I could not have said that better. I could not have said that better in any way, shape, or form. Everything that I feel about when I see people, because we got, you know, fucking idiots here. We literally do. Oh, there are fucking idiots everywhere, guys. But the fucking idiots here are not wearing, they're refusing to be tested. No. You're going to get tested. It's like, you're infringing my rights. I don't give a fuck. You're going to get a test. All right? Shut up. Yeah. You stupid troglodyte son of a bitch. This is, this is a really dirty show. Tom McGovern, I can't help it in this sense. I just can't help it. I know. It just makes me crazy. It just makes me crazy. I got people over there.
Yeah.
You know, I got people over there. And many of them are older people. And I don't want them to get sick because some scumbag who's too selfish to fucking follow the rules or is doing what Trump told him to, you know, infect somebody I know or even somebody I don't know. I don't want to see Americans die, and these people are a clear and present danger to the rest of the country. So hence, Tom McGovern, a fantastic singer-songwriter, has written a song that I am going to leave you with. Ladies and gentlemen, the dulcet tones of Tom McGovern on YouTube. Check him out. He's fabulous. This is Tom's answer, and this is our theme song for this show. Take it away, Tom McGovern.
Hey, everybody, got a favor to ask. Shut the fuck up and put on your mask. Shut the fuck up and put on your mask. Shut the fuck up and put on your mask. Save a human life with a menial task. Shut the fuck up.
To throw God's wonderful breathing system out the door.
Shut the fuck up and put on your mask. If you say they're killing people, then you're dead, dead wrong. I really shouldn't even have to write this song. If you trust Trump, you can kiss my ass. And shut the fuck up and put on your mask.
Everybody!
Shut the fuck up and put on your mask. Shut the fuck up and put on your mask. Save a human life with a menial task. Just shut the fuck up.
Bill Show 255. We'll be back after this message.
Again, we had the strongest economy
in the world.
Girl.
Did you have one in the back? Yeah, please.
Thank you. Mr. President, COVID cases continue to rise around the country. You said in your last stand-up special that you had asked your people to slow down testing in order to make the numbers look better, which, by the way, is fucking brilliant. You're also not requiring people to wear masks at your rallies, which... Well, that doesn't matter. Nobody goes to those anyway. But don't you think you should be following CDC guidelines and leading by example?
They're not mandatory guidelines. They're guidelines. They suggest you could wear them. You don't have to wear them.
Well, I took the liberty of stopping by the drugstore on my way over and picked up a few samples for you to try out. Let's see. You got your standard three-layer disposable. Can't go wrong with that. Oh, this one's kind of fun and flirty, right? No? Let's see. They were all out of N95s, but the guy behind the counter said this was a very popular model. Huh?
I mean, most people can just make something out of a certain material. I won't be doing it personally.
You're looking awful grouchy. Cover your freaking face. Listen to Dr. Fauci. Cover your freaking face. Don't wait around for herd immunity, you reckless thug. And what a golden opportunity to hide that mug. Although you should require us to do what's right to do, you're siding with the virus, 'cause you're a virus too. So back up, girl, don't get in my space. And cover your freaking face.
I don't see it for myself. I just don't.
And if you're feeling fancy
or on your way to prom,
why not be more like Nancy?
Make it a whole ensemble. Yes. Tie up your face with a bandana, please. It's not taboo. Think of your poor old ailing Nana. She's counting on you not to kill her.
Please don't politicize it.
Don't be a pots like pet.
Don't sit and scrutinize it. It's only common sense.
Don't spread droplets all over the place. Ew. Cover your freaking face.
You can do it, you don't have to do it. I'm choosing not to do it.
Da-da-dum, da-dum-dum. Dance break. And in the same way, testing less would make COVID just quit. Maybe if we can't see your mouth, you won't say stupid shit. Huh?
Don't thumb your nose at science. You'll find it doesn't work.
Ooh, knock off that non-compliance.
Don't be a selfish jerk.
Just stop drooling and slow down the pace. Just cover your freaking face.
Wearing a face mask, I don't see it for myself.
Cover your freaking face.
I'm choosing not to do it.
Girl, just put a paper bag over that thing.
Gentlemen, it's time to keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times, because it's time once again for Randy's Rant.
It's rant time, Randy.
Yes, and I've got to be very civil and not do any of the naughty dancing, because you've got me on camera.
Yeah, I do. I'm actually seeing your face. Hey!
I know. Ladies and gentlemen, we're FaceTiming right now.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, yeah. I find it still amazing.
Because we must be about 300 kilometers apart.
We are. We are 300 kilometers apart.
I'm up in Castle, Maine, and you're down at the Cape.
Yes.
Yeah. So, that's right. As many people know, we do this show via computer and using telephones and headphones and
it's
a program called GarageBand.
GarageBand. Yeah. It's as if we're in the same place, the palatial yet not overly ostentatious Bill Show Studio.
It does sound just like that. And did you like Randy Rainbow?
I adore Randy Rainbow. Just go. I adore him. I do. He's lovely.
It fit in right with your song about put on your fucking mask
Shut the fuck up and put on your mask, and everyone.
On your mask. My rant tonight.
He's angry. I can tell now.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not really
seeing it.
I've got some really. I've got some really interesting stories tonight.
Go ahead.
About the American condition.
Ooh. Okay.
We do talk about things like that.
Yeah.
What I was going to do, the first one I was going to do is, I actually heard this a couple of times in the last week. Will Donald Trump drop out of the race? I thought, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Now, even Fox News is starting to speculate and say, and they're asking their people, what would happen if Trump drops out?
No.
Not will he, but what would happen?
Yeah.
Now, Donald hates the bad press that he's getting, and he doesn't handle it very well. And the low poll numbers, like you said, he's worried that he's actually going to lose the election to Joe Biden, which he'd feel better losing to a potato, which people are lawn.
Well, he's going to lose.
Or a lawn chair that people say they would.
He's going to lose to a guy on a lawn chair in a basement.
That's right. So, and his people are saying that he's fragile.
Aww.
Now, I don't know what that means, but yeah. Maybe he's got a.
Who's your little dictator? Who's your little dictator?
Okay, now, I listened to, when I'm not listening to the Bill Show, I had to listen to a chap named Tom Hartman. Who does a progressive podcast,
a
vlog like we're going to want to do one day.
Mm.
But Tom Hartman posed this question, and I thought he brought up some really interesting points. So I hope Tom doesn't mind, but I've borrowed this little clip from his show.
Okay, this is Tom Hartman. This is about the American condition.
And will Trump drop out of the
race?
And
will Trump drop out of the race? Oh, my God. Here it is on Randy's Rant.
Is it possible that Donald Trump would drop out of the race if it's so obvious that he's going to lose? Or is he just going to figure out some new weasel way of winning by subterfuge or use of the power of his office? Check this out. Leave your comments. Ding the bell. Share it with your friends and subscribe to our channel. Earlier, a caller called in and said, where's the effect of... you know, if Donald Trump drops out of the Republican race, what happens? And I kind of dismissed, I did dismiss, you know, out of hand. I just said, no, he's not going to drop out. That's not Donald Trump. And then I said, but, you know, he has, you know, backed down or run away with his legs between, with his tail between his legs, like, you know, with his five or six bankruptcies. So maybe, I don't know, you know, just thinking about it. But there are a couple of reports. They're using the word fragile. Republican operatives saying that Donald Trump's mood right now is fragile. And as I pointed out yesterday, Fox News was speculating, you know, well, Trump may decide not to run for re-election. Well, if he decides not to run for re-election and the Republican primaries are essentially all over, are all done, how does that work? Who decides who's going to be the party's nominee? I believe it would be the RNC, the Republican National Committee. And I believe that they would make that decision probably at their convention this year in North Carolina, in Charlotte.
Yeah, that's a interesting hypothetical, really.
Well, the only time a sitting president decided kind of at the last minute not to run would have been LBJ
in 68,
which for his second term, and his VP Hubert stepped in.
Whatever and, became of Hubert
and died a death to Richard Nixon. So I think. Is Mike Pence going to step in?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
If you think that it may be kind of crazy to think that Trump might not, you know, run, that he might drop out, you know, which is something Cenk Uygur's been saying for the longest time. He's been saying Trump is going to quit.
He's actually said it again. He said it again this week.
I think that I actually think it's a possibility. But I also think it's a possibility he might defect.
To Russia. Yeah, terrific.
You think that's crazy. I don't know if that's that crazy, actually. You know, I mean, it really would. Imagine actually getting a sitting U.S. resigning or ex-U.S. president to defect. And given the amount of money, I think he'd do it in a heartbeat. I think he's a complete and utter prick. I think, considering how many charges are going to await him, you know.
So you think he's going to go to some other jurisdiction they can't
prosecute him? Don't think of him as a president. Think of him as, one of those guys in The Godfather. I think you're going to have to take a vacation.
Let's go fishing, Donald. Go on the lake.
Where is he? He's in Australia.
Oh no.
Which, by the way, in that new movie with the Irishman, that's the euphemism for getting killed. So here's the quality of your age.
Yeah, end up
we're the dead men in Australia.
Is that where Jimmy? That's where Jimmy Hoffa is. He's in Australia.
Yeah, I saw him the other day. Okay, what else you got, Ben?
Okay, now this is something that's been bothering me for a couple of months now, but it's finally gotten to breaking point. Can you hear the tension in my voice? Breaking point.
Yeah, you know.
It's cool. The infuriating, absolutely infuriating avalanche of Democratic junk email and YouTube ads.
Oh.
I mean, I don't live in America. Yes, I donate to Bernie's campaign. Yeah. Yes, I take an interest. I'm not a registered Democrat. However, every day now, I would say half my emails are from various Democratic candidates and causes.
Oh, Barack Obama won't stop bothering me. And the mails are always phrased as if we're really good friends that just talked last week. Hey, Bill.
No, mine are terrible. Like last night, I watched something on YouTube, and every ad break was bloody riding with Biden. I couldn't believe it.
Riding with Biden?
Joe Biden would come on and say, it's our time for, you got to give us $500 so we can get to the White House. I'm going, hang on a minute. I'm in Australia.
Like 4 years ago, the DNC was broke. It was broke. It was run completely.
And Bernie made a fortune with nickel and dime.
But that's how Hillary Clinton managed to dominate the DNC in that election, was because she financed the DNC. So the DNC's
brought in the money.
Yeah, the DNC has every right to make hay when the sun shines. I've never been a great fan of the DNC being a Bernie thing, but for this one,
The tactics are crap. Listen to this one. Randall, they open with my name in the headline. Randall, this is a Supreme Court emergency. Donald Trump is on a mission to pressure Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg off the Supreme Court and replace her with an arch conservative. Quote, I would hope she would get off the court as soon as possible. So we need to help Democrats who will stand with Justice Ginsburg. And an anonymous donor has offered to match $5 for every dollar raised. So we've got to get your money. We're shocked. Almost no one is stepping up to elect Democrats who will stand with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We thought Democrats would care. Our deadline is tonight. And we're still $7,924 short of our goal.
Are they scolding you, like personally?
Will you do your part before it's too late? Rush a donation to elect Democrats who will stand with Ruth Bader Ginsburg! !! Hurry!
Now, all those things are true, but damn, it's just that edge of kind of voter shaming.
Well, here's some of the other openers. I just went down the list, and just wrote down the first thing that appeared on the list, because I only have emails that show the first line and who it's from. Yeah. I beg you.
Well, who does?
That was the first thing I saw. Okay. I beg you. I'm very disappointed.
Really?
Was another one.
You're very disappointed in what? Oh, fuck. Come on, man. That's the problem with the Democrats. It's like they scold voters as to why. You know, we're very disappointed. You haven't opened your checkbooks. Jesus Christ, man. Yeah. What a stupid
NBA,
thing to do.
NRA victory.
What?
Was another one. NRA victory. And I go, what? Okay. Trump is closing your post office.
Yeah.
I had to open that one. Of course, it was my parents' post office.
That is true.
We didn't want to write this email, ..
Well, then don't.
Time is running out.
No, it's not.
me and Nancy, please, Randall. I'm going, what? Anyway, this is the kind of shit. I'm sorry. This is the kind of emails I'm getting. I don't know how to stop them.
You can't.
I don't want to block them because
all of Bernie's donor lists are now being used by the DNC.
Is that where it came from?
Well, yeah, you would be on Bernie's donor lists, and those donor lists have probably been shared with the DNC by now. So, yeah.
Oh, poor guy.
No, I mean, listen, you know, all the stuff that they're saying is actually quite true. But the method they're using shows you their arrogance. You know, I mean, they're scolding voters like schoolboys and schoolgirls. They were very just.
We beg you. We beg you.
Well, that's I'm really disappointed in you. You know, it's like, who the fuck are you?
I'm very disappointed in you. You haven't given us a dollar.
Are you the fucking guys that lost the last election to this goober in the first place? Fuck off, you know?
Yeah.
Don't fucking do that.
Yeah.
Let me remember. Who were the group that basically got us in this fuck-faced goddamn problem in the first place? I can't remember, Randy. Who was that? And they're disappointed with me?
It was
fuck off! Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Now, Bill, the next story is really... This is really for you.
Oh, okay.
This is really for you. Do you still have a... one of your Nintendo machines? Or are you a Playbox guy?
Yeah, I PlayStation? I had a PlayStation once, yeah.
Okay. Now, there's a game on Nintendo Switch, which is a little kind of handheld one. You know, that has a little screen and all the buttons on either end, so you can play it anywhere. Now, a lot of people around the world, especially in the U.S., are stuck at home.
Yes, we are.
Okay. And away from friends, loved ones. And out of this isolation has come new ways to entertain yourself.
Okay.
Including.
Where's it said it?
Including butt plugs and vibrators that can sync.
Oh, yeah, all right, fine, thanks.
They can sync with your Animal Crossing games.
What?
Okay. Anyway, you know, they've got these vibrating things that you put up your bum and in your vagina.
And they hook up with your PlayStation.
With your phone. usually
Jesus
with your phone.
Christ.
And using that, what's called, there's a thing that you do like for vibrating for your phone when you're getting text messages.
Yeah.
Taptic vibrating.
Yeah. Anyway,
what they've done is haptic vibrating. The haptic vibrating, they've paired it together with the characters in Animal Crossing so that when something happens in the game, your butt plug or your vibrator will respond. So, like if you're digging a hole and you dig with a shovel, your vibrator will go off.
Oh,
okay.
God.
And if you if something really bad happens,
what happens?
It's basically whapping the orgasm button. anyway, so. I hate to say it, but people have found
America,
a way.
Bless America, land that I love.
I hope, but the point is that, gosh, I hated to bring this up, but I just thought they must really be fucked in the head to find ways to tie in their Game Boys with their butts.
Yeah, I
or their vaginas.
Oh my God! You know what it is? You know what it is, Randy? You know, remember Woody Allen's Sleeper? We've invented the Orgasmatron.
That's it. That's it.
Jesus Christ, man! It's the final times. It is.
So apparently, there are people working. So you anyway, if you want to, you can connect your bodily functions
to your Game Boy,
to your Game Boy or your phone.
Thank you.
Well, you remember all those old jokes about put your phone on vibrate, sit on it, and ring yourself. Well, now you can just ring yourself, but it rings something else.
Thank you, Randy.
You're looking at me.
I am.
You're looking at me. It's
the newest in porn for 2020 from our roving vibrating reporter.
How many people from Nintendo, which is a Japanese company, didn't know that this people had done this are going to run out and actually capitalize on it?
No, I'm telling you, man, it's so vibrating, you know, sticking shit up your ass and up.
So Super Mario and Hedgehog, Sonic the Hedgehog, are now going to become like porn stars.
Okay. Anything else, Randy? You know this is going to be edited. You do know that.
No, please don't. I've got fans. I've got fans.
Yeah, you do. But I don't want to meet them. And I certainly wear rubber gloves when I do.
Bill, this is only...
Yeah?
This is hot off the press.
Oh, God. What?
This is only 7 hours ago. This is not old news. This is brand new news.
Donald Trump had a thing up his ass? I don't know. Just amazed me.
It sort of gives a whole new meaning to pinball, doesn't it? Pinball wizard,
Go ahead.
Free game. Yeah, free game. Okay, right, free game.
What's the other topic you have? That's it? You're going to end on...
I decided to end...
You're going to end on a butt plug, are you? That's my man. This is a class show. Informative, cutting edge,
It's a classy show.
Entertainment. Bring the kids. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's about all the time we have for our last show. For this show, because God knows, we're like your vibrating.
Show number 255.
We're like your vibrating butt plug. We hang around.
Well, you know, they could put their phones onto the and when they're playing their
I don't even want to go into another conversation with you about how this can be used. Anyone who's a political junkie has tuned out by now in disgust.
Well, Billy, you and I
okay, folks.
Because you and I are boomers.
Yes.
Don't make those gestures to me. So, I mean, you want to wrap it up or you? No, that's that. Wind it up. I was going to say that as we're baby boomers, this kind of modern technology game stuff is beyond us.
Mm-hmm.
It's not accessible to us. But I'm telling you now it is.
Thank you for that. Folks, we're still working. We're working on a new website, actually. The BillShow.net website has gone down.
And our own video show.
That will always be at least 10 or 15 minutes longer than it should be.
But I'm gonna. I could have shown this clip.
Yeah, you could have too, and I am sure. So, guys, keep stay tuned for that. And I want to say to everybody, first of all, I want to say, hey, Susie, how you going? And I want to say, hey, Val, how you going? I want to see.
Oh, Val from Glen Falls, New York.
I want to say, hey, David.
And Randy, her husband's name's Randy,
yeah,
too.
David in Needham, Massachusetts, say hi. I want to say hello to Faith, one of our sponsors, and also in Massachusetts. I want to say hello to all the folks that have, lovely folks that have sent us mail. And remember, you can still reach us, not on the website anymore, but you can reach us at thebillshow@xpr.com. thebillshow@xpr.com.
That's right. And also, you could send us a message on your Nintendo Switch if you choose to. And if you buy shares in Nintendo, I think it's a good investment.
Thank you, Randy. We'll see you next time. So long.
I love you. Love you, love you, Bill. Love you, Bill.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Shut the fuck up and put on your mask. Shut the fuck up and put on your mask. Shut the fuck up and put on your mask. Save a human life with a menial task. Shut the fuck up and put on your mask. Look at their numbers. Look at our numbers. Shut the fuck up and put on your mask.
And they want to throw God's wonderful breathing system out the door.
Shut the fuck up and put on your mask. If you say they're killing people, then you're dead, dead wrong. I really shouldn't even have to write this song. If you trust Trump, you can kiss my ass. And shut the fuck up and put on your mask.